Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Strict Punishment. This file is for when you are very well aware that you've made a mistake, you've done something wrong, and you need to be corrected. Shown to your place, making sure that you remember that you stay in your place, that you listen and pay close attention to what I am about to say. If I notice your attention wavering for even a moment, I am not going to be pleased, and I'm sure that you do not want to disappoint me any further. Making a mistake can happen. Doing something wrong is possible. However, you are still responsible for your mistakes. You have to know your place. You need to remember that you listen for good reasons. Now, I don't have to tell you what you did wrong, do I? I don't need to repeat myself. I don't need to lay it all out for you, because I can tell that you know. You know what you've done wrong. You know the mistakes that you've made. And I know you want to be good. I know you want to be even better than before. So you have to listen. Pay attention. Every passing moment is important. Even the pauses between the words matter. And no matter what you think right now, you will pay attention. Focus. Keep your attention on my voice. Follow my words. The time for making mistakes is past. Right now it is time to learn, to improve, to grow. And I'm spending all this effort to make that happen, because I do believe in you. I think that you can grow, but it requires you to learn. It requires you to pay attention. It requires you to focus and look into my eyes. Make sure that you see exactly where your place is. And the longer you look, the smaller you'll feel. Maybe I need to spell it out for you after all, that you should kneel when you are punished. Focus, listen, and obey. You can feel my hand grabbing the back of your neck. I do not need to raise my voice to let you know that this is serious. In fact, the softer I speak, the more you will focus, paying attention to every word. You will focus on me. As I make you aware that you have done something wrong, now this is for your own good. You can still feel the pressure of my hand in the back of your neck. And as you do so, maybe you should be faced with your own mistakes. I let you stand and walk together with you to a mirror and make you kneel down in front of it, standing behind you. You can see yourself in the mirror kneeling down with me, towering behind you. You can see that I am looking down at you where you are, because this is not a moment of pleasure or play. This is not intended to be fun. This is a serious moment. A moment of reflection. A moment of focus. And from my eyes, I want you to focus on your own. I want you to look inside yourself and see mistakes that you've made. And part of the punishment is this awareness of your own mistakes. However, remember that I'm standing right behind you. You are not alone. You are being helped to accept those mistakes, to grow, moving forward. This is for your own good. As you remember and accept what you've done, taking responsibility, you will grow. A punishment is intended to help you pay, to repay the damage that mistakes may have caused. And once the punishment is over, you can accept and let go, holding on only to the memories, to learn, to grow, to improve. Because I do not want this effort to put you in your place to be wasted. I want to see you focus on the mistakes that you've made so that you can grow from them, avoiding the repetition. Because I think that you're worth improving, that my time, as valuable as it is, counts for something good. paying attention, aren't you? You are focused on what you should be doing. Good. Perhaps you still feel the strength of my hand in the back of your neck, making you stare at your reflection, at the mirror that shows you what you've done. In the beginning, facing yourself may be hard, and this is a form of tough love in a way. This is a punishment, a strict way of putting you in your place, facing you with what you've done. And I want you to focus, seeing each and everything as an opportunity to improve. Do not disappoint me. Grow from your mistakes and make sure that you're listening. You earned this with your own actions. You deserve to be put in your place and reminded of where you should be. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. From the reflection, you can look inside yourself and allow yourself to accept what happened. I make you stand once again. Take you to the center of the room. Once more, kneel. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. The strictness I have just shared with you is out of care. I want you to improve, and I want you to reflect on your actions. I am going to sit next to you from where you're kneeling, and when you're ready, you can simply let yourself sink down onto my lap. And once you're there, you can forgive yourself, letting go and accepting that you can be good, that you want to be good, and that you will be good. And as soon as your head lands on my lap, I will softly caress your head, your hair, and let you sink into this state. a gentle, soft flow, a moment of recovery after being faced with what you've done. And you've done well. I know that you want to grow, and I know that you will do your best to learn from your mistakes. And I will punish you if you need it, but also know that I will praise you when you've done well. With the warm feelings of care very much fresh in your mind. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And I hope you will remember it this time.